Y'all recognize that, of course. The Cars, Rick Ocasek died. He's either age 70 or age 75. I'm really sure about him. Anyway, he was found dead in his Manhattan apartment. More on that later on the podcast. Okay, so the stories this morning. Well, there's two competing for number one. The first is the drone attacks on Saudi oil fields, which the Houthi rebels in Yemen claimed responsibility for. You only have to look at the map to see how unlikely that is. Yemen is a long ways from where these attacks occurred, and what is closer is Iran. And apparently, 17 separate explosions. And one of the, in the New York Times story, one of the U.S. sources said that it was everything. It was drone attacks and cruise missiles and everything. So Trump is hinting at a military response. He probably ought to in this case. Gee, where's John Bolton now where we need him? Anyway, I don't see how he can avoid it. It's the Iranians trying to disrupt the world oil supply and disrupt his reelection. And let's face it, you know, higher oil prices, that's going to hurt him. So I don't see how he can avoid a response against Iran. In the Washington Post, Max Boot, who just grinds out a Trump-hating piece, it seems like every day, for the Washington Post. He blames Iran for the attack, but says Trump and Pompeo can't believe when they say it was Iran. It can't be believed. I mean, this is the pretzel logic of the Trump haters. Yeah, I think it was Iran too, but you can't believe Trump and Pompeo when they say they believe it was Iran. It's just weird. New York Times, Iran intended oil prices go up in advance of Trump reelection. New York Times, Iran's president will not meet with Trump in New York City at the UN meetings. Aw. Wall Street Journal, China trying to fix the trade dispute. Its economy is sinking. Okay, the other big story is Kavanaugh. So the New York Times, those of you who listen to the Saturday morning author interview. No, I interviewed Ryan Lovelace about inside the, it was called Search and Destroy, inside the campaign against Brett Kavanaugh. And one of the people I did not bring up, Christine Blasey Ford came up, Julie Swetnick came up, and this Deborah Rodriguez did not come up. And partially because I assume that it's in the book someplace, but I didn't bring it up because my memory was that it was one of the more phantasmagorical charges against Kavanaugh. Well, the New York Times had another go at it. The two women who wrote this piece or wrote a book about the Kavanaugh hearings, which are a year ago, right about now. And so I didn't see where they ran it originally on Saturday, but in today's paper, it's run in the op-ed page as analysis, not as news. Anyway, it raises this whole thing of Deborah Rodriguez was a poor girl from Connecticut, went to Yale on a scholarship, wasn't used to being around all these rich kids like Brett Kavanaugh and his buddies. And people say Kavanaugh whipped it out at a drunken party and shoved it in her face. And they have witnesses who said this happened and reported to the FBI, and the FBI didn't investigate it properly. And, oh, scandal, 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 scandal. Well, as a result, 20 Democrats in the Washington Post, 20 Democratic candidates for president, I'm sorry, 2020 Democrat candidates for president demand Kavanaugh's impeachment on the basis of this story. That would be Kamala Harris, Lizzie Warren, Beto O'Rourke. Well, it turns out, you know, the New York Times had to run a little editor's note at the bottom of the piece as of yesterday, saying, well, we kind of left out the fact in this story when we ran it yesterday that the alleged victim doesn't remember it at all and doesn't think it happened. You know, that's kind of big. And then the New York Times also got in trouble. This story's in the Washington Post for running a tweet promoting the story in which it described Kavanaugh allegedly whipping it out and shoving it in Deborah Rodriguez's face as not just harmless fun. So the phrase harmless fun was deemed to be offensive, and the New York Times had to delete the tweet and apologize for it. Go figure. I mean, you know, here's the politics of it. Also in the list and links, this is in Axios, the three villains of the Democrats' 2020 campaign plans, Brett, Trump, and Mitch. And this story in the Times is all part of that. And once again, you know, there are people who say they saw Kavanaugh do this. Problem is the alleged victim doesn't remember it and evidently doesn't think it happened. Further politics, Biden has deep connections with black voters. Will it hold? You know, this piece runs a, you know, just an incredible soundbite. I'm going to try to run it later, but Biden is someplace, I guess, where he, as a teenager, worked as a lifeguard where there was a pool. And apparently the pool is now gone. But anyway, he was there, you know, in front of a bunch of black people doing a campaign thing. And he related this story of a, I mean, this is so dated. You just wonder now, what could he possibly have thought the advantage of telling this story was, and whether it, you know, it rings true. He said he was a lifeguard at the pool, and there was a black guy on the 3-meter board about to go in who did not have a cap on his head, and his hair was heavily pomaded. And Biden said, hey, Esther Williams, you can't go in without a cap. And this guy's name was Corn Pop. And he threatened to cut up Biden when young Biden went to his car after work. And so young Biden took a chain out there to defend himself if Corn Pop was waiting. Corn Pop was waiting. And Biden said, look, I apologize for calling you Esther Williams. I shouldn't have done that. But you can't, you know, I don't apologize for telling you you can't go in the pool. And the guy said, okay, you apologize for calling me Esther Williams? Yes, I do. Okay, well, then I'm going to fold up my razor. I don't know, it's just something. Washington Post, Biden says racism is not just history. It's with us today. This is an event for commemorating the 63 church bombing, I think, in Birmingham. New York Times and New York Times Charles Blow, African American, writes, Biden is a problem. It's not just that crazy thing about record players, but in the same breath, Biden said black parents don't know how to raise their kids. You know, you got to help them. You got to help them. And they don't like that one damn bit, I can promise you. New York Times, Kamala's dirty laundry in San Francisco. This is about her running against Terrence Hallinan, who was the district attorney at the time. I know Terrence Hallinan. I covered a big trial that he was a prosecutor on. He was a defense attorney. It was a retrial of the mass murder of Juan Corona. And, yeah, I knew Terrence. Anyway, Kamala ran against him after he hired her. And, you know, it shows, you know, she's just incredibly ambitious and, you know, using Willie Brown to advance her political career and advance her donor effort by introducing her to all the swells in Pacific Heights who had the money. Washington Post story, Kamala wanted to be black. Well, she was black, but she wanted to be black, so she went to Howard University, because up until then, all her schooling was at white schools. Remember, she was bused. Migrants, New York Times, the hate campaign against the Border Patrol has succeeded. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, Rick Ocasek of the Cars dies. They don't say of what, but he was either 70 or 75. Apparently some confusion about that. And the Washington Post, Alec Baldwin's roast on Comedy Central. One of the main roasters was his daughter, Ireland Baldwin, and she was brutal. With any luck, on the podcast later, I'll have some sound bites from that. I hope I do, anyway. The email is host@johngibson.com. The bitch box is 859-544-2766. I posted a couple extras this weekend on Saturday, the Saturday morning author interview with Ryan Lovelace about his new Kavanaugh book. And then I posted yesterday, just for the fun of it, a conversation with young Alex Salem, Ellie's son, who I'm sure is going to be president of France one day. And, you know, apropos of nothing, just I heard Alex was doing a podcast, and he's very politically active in his hometown of France. He's running for adjunct mayor. So I did that. And both those were posted as free podcasts, not subscriber podcasts, but free, so everybody could listen if they wanted to. And once again, Rick Ocasek died, the Cars, and a lot of people are upset about that. So I'll see you on the podcast a little bit later.